This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. There's a buddy of mine who said, I'm not sure if Tom Petty is dead, but I'm dang sure journalism is. Boy, when you watch what's going on in this country that is being echoed all around the world, it is so amazing that we still exist. Leftism is pervasive now. If for nothing else, you as conservatives, we as conservatives, we need to batten down the hatches and say we're taking a stance right now at this time in our lives in order to ensure that whatever time is left of the world is spent in conservatism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us. Folks, I cannot tell you how crazy the leftists are. If Democrats worked as hard for America as they do torpedoing you, torpedoing the president, there's no question in my mind we could solve all of our problems. Look at any situation we currently have going. By the way, we're not talking about the things we should be talking about. Protecting this country, North Korea, Iran, protecting our monetary system, protecting us from EMP pulse attacks, protecting us from all the other things that are going on around the world as we focus on gun control and all these just nonsensical issues, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all things that the left own. I did a video yesterday, and that video was all about the left saying, you know what, we need to take the guns. They've been talking about silencers, and what if he used a silencer? He didn't, but what if he did? And then I even heard an FBI expert talk about the reason why hunters use silencers when hunting deer is the deer won't hear them. These are people that don't understand animals. They certainly don't understand a silencer because it isn't as silent as it sounds, because people make it sound. I mean, it's ridiculous. They don't want to cover real issues. They say that we want to run from the idea of talking gun control in the event of a tragedy. Let me ask you. I asked this question the other day. Do they ever talk gun control when guns prevent tragedy? How many people were prevented from being shot? How many people were prevented from being killed by a gun throughout this country? Let me put it to you a different way. I guarantee you that the day of the shooting in Las Vegas, guns were used to protect more people and save more lives than the number of people who were killed or wounded in Vegas. And it happens every single day. Supposedly, we have over 300 million guns in this country. And we have one fool who, by the way, is a leftist, who takes a weapon, modifies it so he can mow down multiple people. And who is he after? He's after us. Who do you want to blame? You want to blame the gun, or do you want to blame that shooter? The very same guy, or his type, is the one who went after Republicans in D.C., and these guys pretend they got amnesia.
Well, Kevin, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that leftist lunatic that shot Scalise and tried to kill a bunch of other people. And the only reason why, for the record, that he didn't get to kill all those people is because of a gun.
Oh, well, if he didn't have the gun, there wouldn't be a need for a gun.
Well, you know what? If there weren't criminals, there wouldn't be any need for cops. You telling me you're going to stop criminality? And while we're on the subject of criminality, and we're on the subject of banning things, as I said in my video, why don't we ban young black teenagers? Why don't we just get rid of them? I mean, they are certainly a violent group. Look at Chicago. Vegas lost 59 people got killed in Vegas. I don't know what the murder rate is going to definitely be a lot higher in Vegas this year when they look at the stats. It's going to make Vegas look like a very dangerous city. Okay? And Vegas isn't as dangerous as these numbers are going to portray. But here's what I will tell you. Chicago is a dangerous city. Cleveland is a dangerous city. Baltimore, Detroit. I could go on. These are dangerous cities. People are being killed every day in Chicago. Every single day. And on the weekends, it's almost a sport. So if you're going to look at this, then and it's funny because the liberals are talking about, you don't want to talk about gun control. I'm not going to talk about something stupid. You want me to talk about not having the ability to protect myself. Let's not talk about gun control. Let's talk about, Kevin, you shouldn't have the ability to protect yourself. I tell you what, why don't you outlaw the martial arts?
Anyone caught taking the martial arts that can protect themselves, potentially hurting others, you are banned.
I mean, if we're going to go, let's go for it. It cracks me up that we have these specious arguments that there is no debate. You're not taking my gun. You're not taking my weapon. I've got a weapon on me pretty much wherever I go. And I have a weapon because I am a weapon. But I have a weapon on me pretty much wherever I go. You want to bring out your weapon? I promise you, I'm going to have mine. But let's go back to these, what we don't want to talk about. They say we don't want to talk about gun control. I say you don't want to talk about crime. Most of the crime in America is done by leftists. There aren't many Reagan shirts and Bush shirts in jail, but you can find a lot of Obama shirts. There aren't many people. Go to a jail and say, how'd you vote? And find out how they voted. See, conservatism, what used to be the Republican Party, we're law and order. So you think criminals like law and order? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you that conservatives don't commit crimes, but not anywhere close to the numbers that leftists do. It's exponential. It's certainly geometric if it's not exponential. The amount of crime done by leftists. And they say, take away your guns. Well, I say, take away your black teen thugs. Let's take away 6% of the population that commits 53% of the murders. 47% of all violent crime. Let's go ban young black teenagers. When you get to be 10 years old, young black kids, we'll let you live. When you get to be 12 or 13, we got our eye on you. You commit a crime, we kill you. I mean, leftists, they want to ban. They want to get rid of something, get rid of the tool that's doing it. So you get rid of the tool. Do you honestly believe, I'm just asking leftists, do you honestly believe that if you get rid of the tool, the gun, that it's going to stop young blacks from committing crimes? It would be ridiculous to believe that. I can give you statistics on Britain, and I will in a little bit because we're about to run out of time for this segment. Look, folks, why we entertain these people with some of these stupid arguments is ridiculous. What I'd like to see the president and you do is when they bring up illegal immigration, gun control, you just say, look, it ain't going to happen. Shut up. I'm not even going to talk to you about something stupid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can find my book. Pretty soon we're going to get merchandising back going. And, you know, if you like the trinkets and stuff like that, get them. I hope we can do some really clever things that you guys will want to get. Because we need everything clicking over here. It's just the truth. Because we have so many other projects that we've got to get launched, like my movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com. Check it out. If you believe that there's something better out there that people are doing where they're trying to move the needle, support them. I will tell you, do it. But if you like what you hear and you like what we do, support us. It's really that simple. And there are people, Kevin, you can't seem like you're begging. I ain't begging anybody for anything. But I'll tell you this. If you think I'm going to do it by myself anymore, you're crazy. I lost 7 figures doing this stuff. And I don't have any regrets. But when I had $8 in the bank after having a 7-figure bank account, I got to tell you, I had second thoughts. But I'm glad that I continued on this way. God has been good. He's provided. You know, he's not to the degree that he and I have discussed, but he's still out there, you know, slugging it out with me. And for whatever reason, he's taking me on a path that, you know, I'm happy to go on. So You know, but at the same time, I'm not going to be out here going, oh, yeah, everybody's like, oh, you got to fake it till you make it. I ain't faking anything. You know, I pay my bills on time. The white man isn't screaming at me, Kevin, where's my rent payment? Where's my this, that? He ain't screaming at me like that. But he certainly isn't watching me go down to the Porsche dealership and go looking at cars. Yeah, no, I don't window shop. If I'm going to go down there, it's because I can get it, and I can get it with ease. I never have to worry about it. So I won't be going there anytime soon. But, you know, I'm making a living. And what I'd like to do is be able to do so much more. What I was doing, and then this was, you know, after having lost a lot of money, we were still getting over 100 kids a year adopted. I'm proud of that fact. Helping these kids with sports programs, getting gear, things like this. We're very proud of the things that we've been able to do, but we can't do as much as we need to. That's where you guys come in. And when you share our post, whether it's sharing clips from the radio show at kjradio.com, or you share something from the website or whatever, or you occasionally buy a t-shirt or a mug, whatever we may be hawking at the time, or my book, then you know what? A lot of that is going to help these folks out and to change the way people view us and view politics. So it's a big deal. And I will make no bones about it. Not only can I not do it by myself, even if I could, I wouldn't do it by myself. We all must have an investment in this. And I get up every single day, 5 days a week, and start prepping a radio show that takes hours to deliver, 3 hours to deliver. And I don't care what you guys think. Let me tell you, if you talk to a radio person and find out how much prep goes into delivering a show, particularly one as clever as this, it's not easy. We may make it look easy, but it's not. So help out. And I'm not demanding that you do it, because you can do whatever you want. But I'm telling you, you can do it so long to the point where, or not do it, and I'll just say, you know what, screw it. If there's no interest in you doing it, then why should I be the only one out there slugging it out? It's not going to happen. I mean, I can fight for my family and fight for myself and fight for the handful of friends that I have and be very comfortable doing that. And again, I'm not getting after anybody. I'm not. I'm just telling you the way it is. You don't like it? There's many places on the dial or on the internet you can go. Go there. People tell me, Kevin, you made me mad about so-and-so. Then get the step in. If you think I'm going to sit around, oh, please don't go. No, 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 no. I need your ratings. Look, I don't care. This is not about ratings for me. If you like what you hear and you want to be here, be here. Does it mean you're going to agree with me all the time? No. And I don't care. That's not what I'm not trying to agree with you all the time. I'm trying to make you think. And sometimes making you think means tough love in terms of what I'm doing to help you out. And I talk about this all the time when Glenn Beck was at his peak and he said, oh, some guy sent me $1.43. It meant more to me than the $25,000 that someone had just donated. Well, as much as I appreciate the symbolism of $1.43, send me $25,000. Glenn Beck can do all that nonsense. Let me tell you something what $25,000 does for us. It gets about, I don't know, 7 or 8 kids adopted. That's what it does. That's the way I look at it. $1.43, a lot of symbolism, but it don't get anybody adopted. It doesn't buy kids. It doesn't keep them off the streets. It doesn't get them into programs that we try to get these kids into. So as much as I appreciate it and I understand the heartfelt thing of somebody sending all they had, a kid sending $1.43, send me $25,000. There you go. Anyway, a woman brandished a gun on a barber. I saw this video and I thought to myself, wow. So Cleveland police released a video of this girl, this lady, and her 7-year-old son was getting a haircut and it was taking too long. So this woman's cutting her son's hair at a barber college. It's called Allstate Barber College in Cleveland, Ohio. And the woman is her telling her son's the barber rather. I got 2 clips. I'll pop you. Now, there's so many things about this that are just, it's crazy to me. She pulls the gun out. She says, I'm allowed to carry a concealed weapon. I have a license to carry. And then one of the students comes over and says, there's no need to bring it out. I want to put this in perspective, folks. This is a woman whose kid is getting a haircut at a training school. And I don't know why it took so long. I've been at the barber, and it can take a while. even when you're not at a training barber. I used to go to, when I had hair, I went to a barber shop, and I would tell the barber that used to cut my hair, his name is BJ. And I would, BJ knew I was tipping him $20 to move me in front of everybody. And haircuts back at the time cost about $10. So I'm going to give BJ $30 for a haircut. So the minute I would walk in, it didn't matter if there were five guys, BJ would say, "Hey, y'all, I apologize. Baby brother here got to get a hair. Got to get, he got things to do. He got things to do." So he, and everybody kind of look up. I'd go get in the chair. BJ do my hair. Zip, zip. Because you know why? He knew he was getting three haircuts for one. And other brothers were going to get that $10 haircut and tip him a buck. I'm tipping him. I'm giving him three times what it costs to cut my hair. So he moved me up. And I did it intentionally because I don't want to wait. I had waited a long time. But when I was making money, I was like, you know what? That's the privilege of making a little extra coin. But this woman is mad. And so to me, it spoke to on so many levels. Because number one, had I waited, I would never pull a gun on a barber and be like, "Look, I've been waiting all day up in here. Somebody about to get shot." But it goes to show you the level of volatility that's in the black community. It's a black chick brandishing a weapon at black people. And, you know, the black on black thing, you know, with disregard. The color of this doesn't matter, does it? Does it? Come on now, Kev, you know. So anyway, yeah, this black chick's brandishing a weapon on a black woman. Okay? Okay? Did I say woman? Yeah. A woman on woman crime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she goes to do this. And then it makes me wonder, well, you, okay, ladies, 72% of children are being raised by single parents, mostly single moms. Anybody want to connect the dots on that? Do you think a man wants to live with that level of volatility? And what about the child? He's seeing his mom act a fool, pulling a gun over a haircut. It's taking too long. Really? A $6 haircut? And that's what one of the people there was like.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. If we're in a market and, we're new to you, let us know you're hearing the show. We'd love to. Let me tell you why that feedback's important. We don't know what markets we're in. We honestly don't. We allow radio stations to pull our feed off of the satellite and play the show from time to time to back up other, when people take vacation and things like that. So if you hear this show and you like it, let us know. It's very important for my team to get feedback. Tell us, Kevin, I listen in Michigan at Battle Creek at this station, or I listen in, blankety blank, or here, there. Our station letters are blank, 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 whatever they are. Let us know. It would help us a lot. I know it's a lot to ask. It's like writing a fat check to me to do something, but it's a lot to ask you guys to do that. But if you don't mind, if you could take time out of your busy day, I would certainly appreciate it. And I'm being a bit sarcastic because some people do, and I know we're in a lot more areas, and I'm going, come on, guys, really? Is it that tough? This is why conservatives, if you can't get people to respond back to something that simple, go to the website, kjradio.com, hit the contact thing, say, Kevin, I listen here. Or, I love the show, I hate the show, I hate you, I love you, whatever. If you're too big to do that, well then, what good are we? Well, why are we doing this? It's a waste of our time. I don't do radio because I'm trying to, there's nothing selfish about radio for me. Nothing. I don't care. I mean, the only reason why I care if you're hearing my voice is because it means the message is getting out there. Other than that, I couldn't care less. Kevin, if I got paid a gazillion dollars to do it, I'd be happier. I'd be like, woohoo, yay, way to go. It would mean that the word is getting farther out there because that's the reach. But other than that, there's no selfishness, none whatsoever, not 1%, not a percentage of a percent. I do this because I love this country, and I believe that what I have to say is relevant. Same thing I told Fox. Look, you give me a show, great. You don't give me a show, fine. I got stuff to do. And I'm going to tell you guys, I'm not being cocky about this. If tomorrow you don't hear my voice, no offense, I ain't going to miss you. And I'm not mean-spirited about it because I love you folks. What I'm telling you is this takes up so much time and energy that if you're not willing to support it, I'm not going to do it. Now, if that's not clear enough, you better figure it out. Because let me tell you, we have these conversations in my family. We have these conversations with my team. What do we want to do? I could do a podcast where I broadcast any time, day or night I want on the feelings I have. I could put together a posse, a group, a team, and we could do it without any FCC regulations. And I could put that thing on the internet with my big audience. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Anyway, with my millions of people who follow my work, and I could make a fortune. And but don't misunderstand me. We are looking to do that. But right now, I'm so busy doing radio 8 hours a day to bring this to you that I don't have time to go, hey, let me go do what I really want to do. I want to do a show that is funny. It is biting. It is baiting of liberals. And we put it on YouTube and we make a fortune from it. I could do that instantaneously. But you know what? And there's a part of me that goes, why not? Why not go that route, Kevin? And I promise you, my internal team is going, they're over salivating. They're like, yeah, now we're talking. And don't do it because terrestrial radio is a big deal. I know how the market is. And trust me, it is going to migrate to that other direction. And we will be there to greet it when that happens, because I'm not going to give up the digital footprint of what we're doing on radio at any point. But for the terrestrial stations, even though that market may be dwindling or whatever, it's important right now. And you guys are the ones who drive it, not me. I do this for you. I can get up in the morning. I could cut a 30-minute, a one-hour segment that would be so freaking funny and biting. I could do it on video. We could broadcast it, put the audios out there, and I'd have literally tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands, listening every single day. And I would put my efforts 100% into it. Right now, with radio, I have two extended teams. One that goes after terrestrial radio and also goes after a sponsorship. Another that's building the digital footprint, which is, of course, the direction we're going. And I'm going to tell you, it is such a hassle to work with people that technically don't work for you. They're subcontractors. It's such a hassle. It really is. If I got up in the morning, cut a 30-minute funny segment on some stuff that was, you know, making me mad, and I wouldn't care about the format. I wouldn't care that somebody shot somebody at this place, or Manchester got shot, or Charlie Hebdo got bombed. I talk about what I want to talk about, and it would be meaningful. I'd have that show a hit. I'd be top five on the internet within 6 months. I know that. But I do this, and I do it because I care about you guys. That's the only reason why I do it. And it may seem like a lecture, but doggone it, I'm telling you, sometimes I get fed up with this nonsense. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I want to talk about Sweden, shootings in Sweden. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I want you to understand that the things that are happening around the globe, what's happening in Britain, the reason why in 2005 when the first Muslim attack occurred there, almost all the attacks since then have been Muslim related. The majority of them are Muslims attacking Brits. Occasionally there's Brits attacking Muslims, but it's solidly 80%, 90% Muslims attacking Brits versus the 10 to 20% of Brits attacking Muslims. And there wouldn't be this conflict if leftists didn't force the integration of Muslims or a culture that Brits are not used to on them. Or if they brought Muslims over and said, look, we love, you know, we're happy you're here, but you're going to become British subjects. It's not the other way around. If they did that, these other attacks wouldn't occur and there would be no attacks from the Muslims to begin with. But that same thinking is what's happening in Sweden. And this guy did a report, and he said 90% of the Swedes are being killed by Muslims. Here's it says, I'm sorry, carried out by people of foreign backgrounds. I want to just say it's Muslims. This was research done by the newspaper Dagens Nyheter. And he says 90 of 100, I don't know if I pronounced that right, for those people that probably speak Sweden, they're like, who's he talking about, Nyheter? But anyway, it says 90 out of 100 offenders and suspected offenders have at least one foreign-born parent. The vast majority have roots in the Middle East and Northern Africa. In around half the cases, the men were born in Sweden, while others came from a country at a young age. The study looked at 53 convicted and 47 suspected perps involved in shootings in public places, which have taken place since 2013. Amir Rostani, sociologist at Stockholm University, said, the fact is, the street gangs and violence are phenomena that occur in some areas, and most of the people who live in those areas are of foreign descent. I'm going to get to that in a little bit, because there's an area that's under fire in Sweden. So he says about 80% of the men have roots in the Middle East and Northern Africa, with offenders having ties to Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Turkey, Somalia, and Eritrea. Lars Corsell, co-author of the 2016 report, Criminal Networks and Gangs, noted the backgrounds of offenders is not something that the government has ever asked us to examine. This is exactly what I'm talking about, folks. Stick your head in the sand. Don't pay attention to what's going on. Let's not bring in ethnicity when it's going to be something that people need to be aware of, but let's bring it in when we want to go grab money. Same way in the United States. They don't want to tell you the amount of black teen crime. They don't want to tell you the number of terrorists that are of Muslim descent in America. They want to gloss over the ethnicity when something happens. They don't tell you. If a Muslim went out today and shot up a 7-Eleven, you'd see man goes into 7-Eleven, shoots it up, whatever. They would never tell you it was a Muslim man. Muhammad went into the thing. He is from Istanbul, Turkey. They won't tell you that. But if it was, you know, Charlie Weaver, old white boy from down the street, the dude doing crank, they give you all his details. You know about his mother, his sisters. You know he was married, divorced, what high school he went to, and he was pretty good at soccer at one point in his life. Where did Charlie go wrong? But when it comes to Muslims or young black, things that you better know about, things that they consider to be politically correct, oh, don't say that. That'll offend some people. They don't tell you jack. That's the way it is. And let me tell you, Sweden is under fire. Shooting fatalities have risen sharply in Sweden over the last 9 years. The police chief in the notorious no-go Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby is demanding a reform of the country's firearm laws. Statistics from the National Board of Sweden's Cause of Death Registry reveal shootings that have resulted in fatalities have doubled in the last year. In 2008, the number of fatal shootings was 14. The figure rose to 22 in 2013, 31 in 2015. Jorgen Olsen, deputy local police area manager in Rinkeby, has demanded stricter legislation on firearms. And by the way, I just mentioned, that is a no-go zone of Sweden. The criminals, they say, are laughing at society. No consequences for the guy who recently shot somebody. So essentially what happened was, this guy killed somebody. He gets arrested. He's released 5 hours later, even though they've got body armor and the firearm. He comes out with a shrug, they said. Then they said he'll get a sentence of about a year, but it'll be shortened if he avoids trouble. This is what we've come to in the world, not just the U.S.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't believe the hype, people. The leftists are the reason we have all the violence that we have. It doesn't matter what the implement is, the tool, if you will, a gun, a machete, a suicide vest, a truck, a plane. It doesn't matter. Leftists are the problem, not the implement. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call this show. So leftists immediately come out and tell us, oh, it was the gun, oh, it was the pig, it was whatever. It doesn't matter what's used, it is the leftist's fault. Period. Terry McAuliffe, we lose 93 million people a day to gun violence. Here's the irony of that comment. Before I even go into the number, 93 million people. In a country of 325 million, in less than 3.5 days, we would be wiped out. But Terry McAuliffe says we lose 93 million people. And then he says, no, I take it back. It's 93 people a day. Oh, well, that's quite a few zeros, Terry, that you missed. And here's what's interesting to me. So let's just take this Capitol Hill shooter in and of itself, okay? He killed no one that we know of right now. People may die, but right now he didn't kill anybody. But he shot people. Their lives have changed. But let me tell you what happened. He got shot, and I don't know how many people were at this game. In the softball game, you need at least 9 people. And you figure there might have been a couple of stragglers. So maybe they were fielding a team of 12. And the guy ends up shooting 5 people, including a Capitol Hill police officer. So here's the question. How many people did the guns that the Capitol Hill cops use save? I'm just curious. Because from my vantage point, I say 12. Somewhere between 10 and 15 people had their lives spared because somebody was there with a gun. And you want to know how fortunate the Capitol Hill, the Republicans were who were playing softball, baseball? You want to know how fortunate they were? They were fortunate to be with Scalise because Scalise had Capitol Hill police protection. If they had been with somebody less, they'd be dead. Now, there's never going to be a statistic that the government's going to give you that says, hey, look, one guy tried to kill 10 to 15 people unsuccessfully. Gun stops that violence. How many times do you hear of a story where the guy who was going to kill somebody ends up getting killed himself? And the person who saved, they go, okay, gun violence, gun used to save person. It negates it. Does that ever happen? Is there somebody keeping score for the number of times somebody wanted to rob somebody and then a gun got pulled out and, no harm, no foul, and they back away? I don't know that I've ever seen that statistic. But here's what I'll tell you. Guns prevent more violence than all the gun violence you want to give. I don't care if it is 93 million people a day, Terry McAuliffe. Guns prevent thousands of acts of potential violence every single day. Not thousands, but hundreds every single day. Let me tell you, how many people in Texas do you think somebody goes, ooh, I'd like to rob that such and such, but he's probably armed. I don't know how many, but I guarantee you there's a lot. In Missouri, you have conceal and carry. That law has saved more lives than all the cops combined. The thought, the threat of you having a gun. So these people come out sanctimonious. The gun violence, it's crazy out there, man. What are you going to do? Oh, lordy, lordy. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. The fact that there are people packing, you're welcome. The people who are packing should just say to the people that are afraid of guns, you're welcome. Because the people who are packing are the ones who everybody's afraid of. They don't know what those folks are going to do. And that's the most dangerous. The threat of that is what keeps most of you suckers safe. The gun control nuts. They're just as stupid as the climate change people. Oh, man, weather's going to impact us. Weather. Guns kill. I've never in my life seen a gun kill. Not one time. I've never heard of a gun killing. Not once. I've heard of negligent people getting people killed with guns, like their children. I've heard of that. I've heard of criminals, mostly leftists, using guns to kill. But in my entire existence and in all of my study of guns, I've never heard of a weapon just jumping out of its chair or out of its gun case and shooting somebody dead. And if you, oh, Kevin, one time this rifle, it fell down, it hit the concrete, the bullet went off and ricocheted and hit a dude in the eyeball. Well, it shouldn't have been loaded. The gun isn't going to do a doggone thing. So don't talk to me about, oh, the gun. And Terry McAuliffe gets on a press conference with law enforcement after this horrendous shooting, talking about 93 million people a day are killed. You know, 93 million people a day are killed. 93 people a day are killed. And I don't even know if I believe that stat. But I'll tell you this. If 93 people a day are killed, I bet you 500 people a day are saved. It's just crazy. At a time when we should be focusing on the victims, their families, these guys are talking gun control. 4 Republicans lie in hospital beds from their wounds, and ironically from a Bernie Sanders supporter who shot him. Why is this lunatic targeting Republicans when it was Democrats who stole the election from Bernie? And it goes to show you just how good the Democrats are, people, of transferring the blame. Hey, you know what? I'm not saying anything, but did you check those WikiLeaks things out? I think those doggone Republicans are out to get Bernie. What'd you say? You said those Republicans are out to get Bernie? Well, I'll take care of them. They got a baseball game today, don't they? But they won't be playing. There you go. And he walks off. Yeah, why isn't McAuliffe asking for a ban on Sanders supporters or leftists in general? That's what I call for. The most violent people in the world. Y'all hear me talking about this all the time. And I get vindicated. Not even vindicated. I get validation every single day. I don't even worry about being vindicated. I don't need to be on the defensive. That's what these suckers do. They go out there, they kill people, they maim people, they rape, they pillage. They do it all. And they'll give you a reason. Oh, man, leftists got plenty of reasons. Oh, man, my daddy is a bad daddy, man. My dad been a better daddy. Man, I wouldn't have raped that girl. I wouldn't have killed that dude. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have hit that grandmother over the head. Take her purse, take her money, take her wallet, take her car. Instead of talking about guns, McAuliffe should be banning his own peeps. You make a weapon illegal, and you can bet the leftists will have that banned weapon in massive supply. The black market loves when leftists ban stuff. They live for the day. In fact, it wouldn't shock me to learn that McAuliffe probably is a big investor. He's got underground guns in a minute. We need to ban guns. And they ban them. And then McAuliffe makes a phone call, puts in his pen, you know, the equivalent of G-U-N, G-U-N grab or something, gun grab. And the criminals get him out on the street. Get your gun, man. But what's it cost? $600. Man, it was $300 2 days ago at the gun store. Can you get him? Can you get him at the gun store? Yeah, you can't get him no more, can you, homeboy? Yeah. And then McAuliffe said this. It's not just about politicians. We worry about our citizens. Does he really? Take the biggest cities in America and tell me that the Democrats are concerned about their citizens. It's not just the politicians, man. And then some reporter says, why are you bringing up gun control? People are going to criticize that you're bringing it up. And he reported the statistic, and he said, 93 million people a day get killed. And then they heckled him. 93 million people, are you an idiot? Oh, I mean 93 individuals a day. And somebody should have heckled him and said, well, hey, just out of curiosity, governor, how many people does the gun save every day? Because I would have heckled him. So different people have gotten on to this man. By the way, he's a crook. He's under investigation. He may end up in the hooscow. He helped Hillary Clinton, bunch of cheaters. I hope they all go to prison. Short break.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.